Hello friends, now we are going to see chapter 13. This chapter deals with endorsements. We have seen so far a bill of exchange or a promissory note. It is made by the person, a drawer, and then it is drawn on somebody and that somebody has to make payment to someone else. So the first person who deals with the instrument, the one who gives birth to the instrument, is the drawer. The next person who enters the picture is the drawee. After the drawee, his role, what are his liabilities, acceptance, comes the role of the payee. Now the payee has to get the payment. Payee will get the payment from the drawee or the drawer. Now this payee, if he has to in turn make payment to someone else, he need not take money from the drawee and then pay to the other party. Instead, he himself can endorse this same instrument to the other party. He transfers this instrument, whatever benefit he is going to get out of this instrument, wohi usko shift kar deta hai. He transfers the instrument to the other party. This is known as endorsement. The Negotiable Instrument Act, it defines endorsement as when a maker or a holder of a negotiable instrument signs the same for the purpose of negotiation. On the back of the bill or on a slip of paper annexed to it, he is said to have endorsed the bill. What he does? He is signing on the back side of the bill. The maker, that is the drawer, or the holder, the payee, he signs on the back side, please pay to Mr. C, please pay to Mr. Y, please pay to Mr. Q, and signs there. What does he actually do? What is his intention? Ki ye jo paise mujhe milne hain, ye paise mujhe mat dena, please isko de dena. So by signing on the back side, he is indirectly telling the drawee, make the payment to Mr. So and so. So that means he is transferring the benefit that he is going to get to the other person. So what is he doing? He is signing the same for the purpose of negotiation. Negotiation means transferring the benefits, the title that he has, to the money under the instrument. That title he is shifting it to somebody else. Ki mujhe jo paise milne wale hain, ye paise isko de dena. So what he is doing? He is endorsing. Bill ke piche 3-4 log sign kar sakte, 3-4 log endorse karenge. Upar mein pehla wala sign karta hai. Please pay to Mr. B. He signs. Then Mr. B will sign, please pay to Mr. C. And then he signs. Then C will sign, please pay to Mr. D. And then D, C signs. Abhi bill ke piche jagah nahi hai. But now D also wants to endorse. Wo kya karega? Ek aur kora kagaz le lega. Wo kagaz ko iske saath bill ke saath chipkaega. Aur fir wo kagaz pe wo sign karte jayega. So the signature, the endorsement can be on the back of the bill or on a slip of paper annexed to the bill. It is attached to the bill. That attachment, the paper which is attached to the bill on which endorsements take place, that is known as allongee. And this process is known as endorsement. Signing at the back and shifting the benefits to the other party. Transferring your benefits, your title to the other person, this is known as endorsement. The person in whose name the endorsement is made is the endorsee. Jisne sign kiya, wo endorser. Aur jiske favor mein mila hai, wo endorsee. Now who can endorse? Who is the person who is authorized or allowed to endorse? So who may endorse? Endorsement can be made by the maker or a holder. I have prepared the instrument. I myself can endorse it to anyone. I endorse it to anyone whomsoever I feel like. or if I have handed over to the instrument to somebody, that person who is holding, the holder, he can endorse it to somebody else. Normally the holder will be the payee. Payee ko paisa milna hai, to isiliye uske haath mein instrument hai. So that holder, the payee can endorse it to someone else. A stranger cannot endorse a bill. When we talk of stranger, a stranger means somebody who is not connected to the bill. He is not the drawer of the bill, he is not the drawee, he is not the payee, he is not the second or third payee. So an outsider cannot come and simply endorse a bill. If he does, no suit can be enforced on him, for only a holder can endorse any bill. So there is no question of endorsement by an outsider, a stranger, a person not connected to the bill. If the backside of the bill instrument is already full of signatures, the holder may paste on it a slip of plain paper. As I told you, this is known as allongee. Subsequent endorsements can be made on this slip, on this piece of paper attached to the bill. Now, how should this endorsement be? Simply sign, write something. If you have to write something, then what are those words? Which words are allowed, which words are not allowed? Negotiable Instrument Act does not talk of any such thing. They do not say that endorsement means you should write so and so words specifically. There is no such stipulation. It is left to the person who is endorsing. There is no fixed format for endorsement. The transferor, the endorser, can use his own words. It can be in Hindi, it can be in English, it can be in the regional language. He simply says, please pay to Mr. C. and signs below. This is an endorsement. If he says, please pay to Mr. C or order, that is also an endorsement. Please pay to the bearer, that is an endorsement. Please pay to my son, Mr. Rahul, that is endorsement. All these are endorsements. Whatever words he wants, he can use. So whatever words he uses, irrespective of the words, he is transferring his right, the title and the interest on that instrument to somebody else. So by endorsing, he is shifting the benefits from his own self to another person. It may be blank or full, but it should be duly signed. Endorsement can be blank. Blank endorsement means he just signs. The bill is payable to Mr. C. Backside, Mr. C has just signed. कुछ भी नहीं लिखा है कि उसने नहीं लिखा प्लीज पे टू मिस्टर डी ही हैज जस्ट साइंड दैट इज एन एंडोर्समेंट इट इज अ ब्लैंक एंडोर्समेंट आगे कुछ लिखा नहीं ऊपर नहीं पीछे नहीं नीचे कहीं कुछ लिखा नहीं है सिर्फ साइन किया दैट इज अ ब्लैंक एंडोर्समेंट इफ ही राइट्स समथिंग प्लीज पे टू मिस्टर डी देन इट बिकम्स एन एंडोर्समेंट इन फुल सो Whether it is a blank endorsement or a full endorsement, what is required is it should be signed. Signature of the endorser is a must. Endorsement by way of rubber stamp signature is not valid. Jahan pe kisi customer ko 15-20 checks endorse karke dene hain, to apne servant ko, naukar ko bol dega, chalo rubber stamp maar do. But for the person who is making the payment, ye rubber stamp signature jo hai, whether it is genuine or not, it is misused or not, misused, it is really properly used, pata nahi chalega. So that is why it is better to avoid accepting rubber stamp signatures for endorsement purpose. So what I have told you, endorsement means the signature is required. It can be blank, it can be full, endorsement in blank, endorsement in full. But it has to be signed. So, जब endorsement करना ही है, the first requirement is it has to be signed. It may be blank or in full, as I told you. There has to be an intention to transfer the right. When I go to the bank to take payment, cash withdraw करना है, पैसे लेना है, तो पीछे मैं sign करती हूँ, check के पीछे. That is not an endorsement. I cannot say it is an endorsement in blank, because what I have done, I have put my signature there for taking the payment from the bank. So that signature actually conveys an acknowledgement of receipt of the cash from the bank. It is not an endorsement. So bank cannot say you have endorsed it, so I am transferring it to somebody else. Or bank ke koi staff wo paisa le leta hai. So ye galat hai. So the intention of transferring the benefit has to be there. So a mere signature on the back of the instrument does not really mean that it is an endorsement. That signature may be put for any other purpose. So what is required is that endorsement may intention to transfer the right, that has to appear. The instrument should be delivered to the endorsee. The instrument has to go from my hands to the other party's hand when I am transferring my benefit to the other party. So I have to hand over the instrument to that other person. So the instrument has to be delivered to the endorsee. It may be actual or constructive delivery. Maine sign kar diya piche and I write there, please pay to Mr. D. Now I must hand over this instrument to Mr. D. Then only my endorsement has meaning. Yadi maine likh diya wahan pe, please pay to Mr. D, aur mere hi cupboard mein maine rakh diya, almari ke andar rakh diya instrument, so it is not an endorsement. So endorsement will be complete only when I sign and hand it over to Mr. D. I can give it to Mr. D personally, or I give it to his wife, or I give it to his servant, or I give it to his agent. So it can be direct delivery to the person or a constructive delivery. So actually I have handed it over to Mr. D, or I have handed it over to his representative or his agent. That is constructive delivery. Now we have seen that we can have endorsement in blank or endorsement in full. This blank is also known as general endorsement, and full jo hai, it is a special endorsement. So you can have a blank endorsement where you just sign and don't mention anything there. It can go to the holder. Anybody who finds it, it becomes a bearer. You know, the person who receives it, he takes it, he can sign and pass it on to anybody else. If it is a special endorsement, that means it has to be an endorsement in full. There it has to be written specifically, please pay to Janata Electric Company. Or you say, please pay to Life Insurance Corporation of India. Please pay to Mr. Sohanlal. So when I write specifically such things, that means it is an endorsement in full or it is a special endorsement. Partial endorsement is not allowed. Partial endorsement ka kya matlab hua? The instrument is for 5 lakhs. उसमें से सिर्फ 2 लाख में किसी और को एंडोर्स करती हूँ और 2 लाख किसी और व्यक्ति को, फिर 1 लाख मैं अपने लिए रख देती हूँ. ये जो पार्शियल एंडोर्समेंट है, इट इज नॉट अलाउड. इट इज नॉट रिकॉग्नाइज्ड अंडर नेगोशिएबल इंस्ट्रूमेंट एक्ट. इफ आई हैव टू मेक पेमेंट, सी आई हैव द बिल इन माई हैंड, आई हैव टू गेट 5 लाख रुपीज. 5 लाख में से मैं 2 लाख इसके नाम पर एंडोर्स करके 2 लाख उसके नाम पर एंडोर्स करती हूँ, तो ये क्या होगा? द पर्सन हु हैज टू मेक द पेमेंट, दैट पे विल गेट कंफ्यूज्ड एंड हाउ इज ही गोइंग टू पुट इट इन टू इफेक्ट. ये बहुत मुश्किल काम है, इसीलिए लॉ सेज नो, पार्शियल एंडोर्समेंट अलाउ ही नहीं करना है. इफ एट ऑल यू हैव टू मेक पेमेंट ऑफ रुपीज 2 लाख टू डी एंड 2 लाख टू ई, यू टेक 5 लाख कैश एंड देन यू इश्यू अनदर बिल टू हिम और अनदर बिल टू हिम. आप फ्रेश बिल इश्यू करो उनके नाम पे या कैश पे करो डायरेक्ट, पर पार्शियल एंडोर्समेंट मत करना. एंडोर्समेंट हैज टू बी ओनली टू वन पार्टी एंड इट हैज टू बी इन फुल. नो पार्शियल एंडोर्समेंट. एंडोर्समेंट कैन बी रिस्ट्रिक्टिव. व्हेन आई से एंडोर्समेंट इज रिस्ट्रिक्टिव, आई से प्लीज पे टू मिस्टर डी ओनली. तो इसका क्या मतलब हुआ? डी कैन नॉट फर्दर एंडोर्स इट टू एनीवन एल्स. दैट इंस्ट्रूमेंट स्टॉप्स at the level of Mr. D. D will get the payment under that bill. No one else can get it and he cannot further endorse it. So in this, further negotiation or endorsement is not possible, where it is a restrictive endorsement. Conditional. We can have conditional endorsements. I sign at the back please pay to Mr. D sans recourse. When I say sans recourse means without recourse to me. I have now endorsed it to him. Usko payment mile nahi mile, please mere paas mat aana, don't ask me any questions and no responsibility on my part. So I am endorsing sans recourse, that means without any liability on my part. So jab wo D accept karega aisa endorsement mere haath se, and if he does not get payment, he cannot sue me because he has taken it knowing fully well that I have written there sans recourse. So he is not going to claim from me in future. He has to claim only from the previous parties, the drawee and the AE, or mere pehle jitne bhi logon ne endorse kiya unse paise mangega, not from me. There can be another endorsement which is sans phrase. This means I am endorsing in favor of Mr. D and I say ki ye paise vasool karne ke liye jo bhi kharch honge, expenses hai, you are not going to claim from me. You will not claim from me. You manage those expenses yourself or you claim from somebody else. But I will not make good the expenses. See, the bill is payable at Calcutta. I have handed it over. I have endorsed it in favor of D who is in Mumbai. Ab usko Mumbai se Calcutta jana hai paise vasool karne ke liye. तो ये जो खर्च होगा मैंने एंडोर्समेंट में लिख दिया, ये खर्च तुम्हारा मेरा नहीं है. आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू इनकर एनी एक्सपेंसेस. सो आई हैव एंडोर्स्ड इट, आई हैव पुट अ कंडीशन, डोंट कम टू मी फॉर एक्सपेंसेस, आई विल नॉट मेक गुड द एक्सपेंसेस. सो आई पुट सेंस फ्रेज, और आई इवन से फैकल्टेटिव एंडोर्समेंट. दिस फैकल्टेटिव एंडोर्समेंट सेज, सी नॉर्मली इफ अ बिल इज नॉट पेड, if the payment is not done, it is said to be dishonored. Jab dishonor ho gaya hai, to payee has to give a notice of dishonor to all the previous parties. Ki dekho bhaiya, ye bill mere naam pe endorse hua hai, par mujhe payment nahi mila, to aap pay karo, aap pay karo. So he is giving a notice of dishonor to all the previous parties. When I endorse in favor of Mr. D, and I write there, this is facultative endorsement, bracket mein likh deti hu niche, facultative endorsement. This means that even if the bill is not paid, you need not give me any notice of dishonor. Just approach me and I'll pay the amount to you. So I'm waiving the notice of dishonor. I say, okay, I'm accepting. I have endorsed the bill in your favor. If there is a dishonor, you need not give me a notice. Even without notice, I will pay. Or I can endorse subject to the happening of some event. I am endorsing, please pay to Mr. D after the arrival of goods from Germany to Porbandar, or from Germany to Vishakhapatnam, or from Singapore to Chennai Harbour. Yadi main aisa likhti hoon, to phir that is a valid endorsement. All these conditions are valid and most of these conditions will be related to the business activity. और ये कंडीशंस अलाउड हैं एंड दे आर वैलिड एंडोर्समेंट्स. नाउ व्हाट हैपेंस व्हेन एन एंडोर्समेंट इज अपीयरिंग ऑन द बिल, व्हाट इज द इफेक्ट? एवरी एंडोर्सर इज लायबल टू एवरी सब्सिक्वेंट पार्टी. मैंने बिल मेरे नाम पे था, वो बिल एंडोर्स करके दिया डी के फेवर में, डी ने बिल एंडोर्स किया ई के फेवर में, ई ने बिल एंडोर्स किया एफ के फेवर में. नाउ एज फार एज एफ इज कंसर्न्ड, myself, D, E, we are all endorsers. E is the final endorsee. F is the final endorsee. So D, E and myself, we are endorsers. All of us are liable to F. Till F get the payment, F ko jab tak paisa nahi milta hai, we all are answerable to him, we are liable to him. So all the previous endorsers, they are all liable to the subsequent endorser or endorsee. So every endorser is liable to every subsequent party. Every endorsee has a right to further endorse it to others. Every endorsee jiske favor mein check ya bill endorse hua hai, wo aur kisi aage vyakti ko bhi endorse kar sakta hai. This is possible, it is allowed, unless there is a restrictive endorsement. An endorsee who gets the rights from a holder in due course also becomes a holder in due course. मैंने आपको पहले भी बोला है, होल्डर इन ड्यू कोर्स बहुत बड़ा महान व्यक्ति होता है, ही इज ऑन अ हाई पेडेस्टल, ही विल ऑलवेज गेट अ गुड टाइटल, ही विल ऑलवेज बी एंटाइटल टू पेमेंट फ्रॉम एनी ऑफ द प्रीवियस पार्टीज. नाउ दिस होल्डर इन ड्यू कोर्स एंडोर्सेस द बिल टू अनदर पर्सन, दैट अदर पर्सन विल ऑल्सो ऑटोमेटिकली बिकम अ होल्डर इन ड्यू कोर्स. दिस इज द इफेक्ट ऑफ एंडोर्समेंट. सो एंडोर्समेंट फ्रॉम अ होल्डर इन ड्यू कोर्स टू अनदर पर्सन, दैट अदर पर्सन ऑल्सो बिकम्स अ होल्डर इन ड्यू कोर्स. If a previous endorser dies after making an endorsement, subsequent endorsers continue to get good title. See, I have taken the bill from B. B ne mere naam pe endorse kiya. I have endorsed it in favor of D, and D has endorsed it to E, and E has endorsed it to F. I die. If I die, what happens? Maine jo endorsement D or E और एफ, आगे जो मेरे आगे जो लोग हैं उन लोगों को जो एंडोर्समेंट किया, दैट एंडोर्समेंट विल नॉट हैव अ वैलिडिटी बिकॉज आई हैव डाइड. सिंस आई हैव डाइड माय इंस्ट्रक्शंस आल्सो गेट नलिफाइड. बट इन द केस ऑफ एंडोर्समेंट व्हाट हैपेंस इफ द एंडोर्सर डाइज, प्रीवियस एंडोर्सर डाइज आफ्टर मेकिंग द एंडोर्समेंट, एंडोर्समेंट करने के बाद मेरी डेथ हुई, तो सब्सिक्वेंट एंडोर्सर्स कंटिन्यू टू गेट द गुड टाइटल. ये जो आगे के लोग हैं डी ई एंड एफ, दे विल हैव वैलिडिटी टू द एंडोर्समेंट, दे कैन क्लेम मनी फ्रॉम बी और ए. आई हैव डाइड सो दे कैन क्लेम मनी फ्रॉम मी, बट दे कैन क्लेम द मनी फ्रॉम ए एंड बी. दे कंटिन्यू टू गेट द टाइटल रिमेनिंग इफेक्टिव. द टाइटल डज नॉट डाई अलॉन्ग विथ माई डेथ. A forged endorsement gives no title. If the endorsement is forged and you can make out that this endorsement is forged, then that endorsee will not get a good title. Where the endorsement is genuine, it's done properly, the endorsee gets a good title from the endorser. Endorser ko jo kuch milna tha wo endorsee ko milega. But jab endorser ka signature kisi aur ne forged karke आगे के व्यक्ति को दिया है, तो दैट अदर पर्सन, आगे के व्यक्ति को कोई टाइटल नहीं मिलता है बिकॉज द फोर्जरी इज नॉट रिकॉग्नाइज्ड इन लॉ एंड अ फोर्ज्ड इंस्ट्रूमेंट, अ फोर्ज्ड एंडोर्समेंट इज नॉट गोइंग टू पास ऑन अ गुड टाइटल. सो अ फोर्ज्ड एंडोर्समेंट गिव्स नो टाइटल. सो द एंडोर्सी विल नॉट गेट अ गुड टाइटल, ही इज नॉट एंटाइटल टू द बेनिफिट्स ऑफ द एंडोर्समेंट. ओके, नाउ दिस इज ऑल अबाउट एंडोर्समेंट. I hope you have understood this. Endorsement gives a good title to the endorsee, and endorsee can claim the amount as though he is the payee. And what are the types of endorsements? How endorsement can be effective? All this we have seen. This is all about endorsement. Thank you.